Hello everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Earth Energy Illumination News. My name is Jillian Grace, and I am going to be giving you all the information that you need in order to stay clear and balanced October 17th, continuing forward until October 23rd. So how are we all doing? We are right in the middle of this massive heart release month that many of us are dealing with head on right now. And we're coming off of the week of the new moon in which Libra was really going to be kicking things into high gear and really turning that focus into a very intense heart chakra, very intense releasing about love and about grief and about sadness and just pulling up all the emotions that might be stuck in our fourth energy centers. So I hope all of you are faring through that. Well, remember, anytime that you feel completely out of whack or you feel like there's just this lingering emotion that's stuck there, go to the fourth chakra to do any kind of releasing. Whether you do a soffligio tone that's specific to the fourth chakra, which are little hertz frequencies that have song and music attached to them, which can help to relax that area of your energy field. There's a lot of suggestions that I have in the October Spirit class. So those of you who have not taken a peek at that yet, I do have it up on my blog, thespiritthatisyou.blog, a link to both the class. And then on my blog, I have kind of a written version that's more of a Cliff Notes type thing, or in short, what to expect for the month that I posted at the beginning of October that will give you some ideas of things that you need to do or can do to balance out that fourth chakra. We're going to be heavily immersed in it throughout the coming weeks. We're at the beginning part, which is going to be more the heart and more like sadness and more balance within the heart. So it's a little bit lighter side than what's going to hit us towards the end of the month. And we'll talk about that on the next podcast. And again, I did cover it in full in the October Spirit class recording that is posted and online for everyone to take a peek at. So this week is going to be a nice week. We've got some emotion coming up, so I want to keep all of you really in the loop about those things so that you can keep a close eye on it. But it's calmer than what we've been dealing with. So this is going to be like that period of time where the energy is kind of, I don't want to say normal because the energy hasn't been normal in quite some time, but the energy is going to be manageable. In between this new moon and the full moon, there's like a little lull of that intensity that we have been experiencing. So you're going to have some emotions that come up, but most likely they're going to be manageable. And whenever that happens and we go through a period of time where it's going to be more manageable and not quite as emotional, I always tell all of you, pay attention to what came up when you were super emotional, now that you're a little more level-headed. So anything that might have popped up for you last week, pay attention and write down, this is what was on my mind. This is what really upset me. This is what I need to do to release it. So utilize these quiet times to be almost like your research times, to go back and review what you got stuck on, review where it seems like there's some blockages so that they can be cleared and you can be ready to move through them. We will be starting off between Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So the 17th, 18th, and 19th of October, the moon is going to be in alignment with Aquarius. Aquarius is one of those signs that I always love because it's super intuitive and it really can help us to review the things that we might be stuck on. So like I just described to you, grabbing a little pen and paper and just taking a peek at what kind of came up for you last week, that Aquarian energy is going to help you to sort of put your head in it and focus a little bit better so that you can decode what you need to in order to release it and to work on it. So you pay attention to what emotions and what circumstances came up, what things kind of creeped up on you over the past few days, and write them down and then use that Aquarian energy to start really making a plan to releasing it. And for those of you who don't work with me on a regular basis, what I mean by releasing is recognizing that there is this blockage or there is this emotional circumstance that you continue to go back to. So you've got to look at it and you've got to make your peace with it, so to speak. And there are many different methods to do that. You can use mantras every time you find yourself emotionally stuck there. You can do a meditation on any area that it feels like it might be stuck in within your energy field. Most likely things that came up last week are going to be fourth chakra related. So in that heart chakra, that's where you're going to want to focus your meditation. So there's a lot of different ways that you can release. If there's a certain individual that keeps coming up or a certain circumstance that keeps coming up, you can write down the situation and then go outside or be in a safe place and then burn it by using fire as a method of releasing. It's an element. So it takes that energy that was stuck within you and it releases it back out into the universe. So there's a lot of different ways that you can initiate a release within things that you might be stuck with. If it's something really heavy and you get really stuck and you can't quite figure out how to move past it, then send me out a message at thespiritthatisyou@gmail.com and I will see if I can help you to kind of move through that. But for the most part though, people who work with me on a regular basis, we do a lot of releasing and a lot of discussing methods on how to do so. So if you need any assistance with that, just let me know. A couple other things about Aquarius, it rules the root. So over the end period of this week, so Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, pay really close attention to your grounding. If you live in an area where you're able to go outside and be with nature, that's going to be really important. I'm noticing that if you don't have the access and the ability to go outside on a more regular basis, during days, especially when the root chakra is highlighted, they tend to be a big struggle to stay grounded. So if you can't go outside and enjoy nature right now, because I know that there's inclement weather everywhere, and it always depends on where you are, and many of you are listening to this and you're in several different areas throughout the United States and further. So if you can't find the time or you're not able to go outside, then grab a good nature soundtrack. Go to YouTube and put in, you know, like birds chirping or, you know, rainforest sounds or thunder and lightning storm. You know, any of those things are going to trick your mind into focusing in on grounding within the earth. You can also do the normal things that we usually talk about, which is when you get out of bed, put your feet on the ground and picture roots growing out from the bottoms of your feet and connecting you into the earth. That's another good way to ground yourself if you don't have access to outside. And for those of you who do have access to outside, go outside. Listen to the birds. Carve out some moments to just sit under a tree and just watch the leaves above you waving. You know, use that if you are blessed enough to be able to go outdoors. Definitely use that to ground yourself over the 17th, 18th, and 19th. This is also going to be a really great social time, so you may find that you're sort of excited to go out and do things. The great thing about it being a great social time, it's also going to make it so it's less likely that you'll absorb energy when you're in large crowds, because this is a more social sign. So you should be good if you need to go on any happy hours or you need to go to any like particular events or you're going to be out somewhere with large amounts of people over the next few days. You should be really good to not absorb too much of their energy field. That is if you don't drink alcohol or do something to alter your state of mind. When you alter your state of mind, you're actually opening up your aura, so you will absorb energy regardless of where the moon is and regardless of what sign you're under. So you're going to want to make sure that you protect your field, and you're going to want to make sure that you have some kind of a protective gemstone or some kind of protective necklace or object on you to help block you from absorbing too much energy. Because one of the last things you want to do is absorb too much energy on a day that grounding is important, because you'll become severely out of whack if that happens. So keep a close eye on those things. Opposite of Aquarius is Leo. So those who are Leo, you might feel a little out of whack over the next few days. Just take a deep breath, let the days pass, do as much as you can to stay grounded, and you should fare through this pretty well. Then we're going to move on to October 20th and 21st, in which the moon is going to go into alignment with Pisces. And the sacral chakra is ruled very heavily by Pisces. And I always mention that whenever Pisces comes up, because sacral is all things within your sexual organs or your sexual being. So it's right in that lower abdomen center. So if you have blockages in that area, your hormones might get a little wonky, which is going to increase your moodiness. You might also find that you have anger that starts to come out of nowhere that's related to, you know, right now we've got this massive movement of energy between women really trying to make their peace with themselves right now. So if you are struggling with that, then you're going to tap into the collective energy about making your peace with the feminine, and it could amplify that even more. In general, Pisces tends to err, especially if you are not balanced in that sacral chakra. Pisces will bring out like this emotional martyr, you know, hanging on to the negative, depressed and sadness energy from you. So if you find yourself really swooping into a lump over the weekend, so Saturday, Sunday, you really, really just like hit a wall with your mood, there's a solid chance that that sacral chakra is completely out of whack. So go to the second chakra and do some energy work on it. There are yoga poses that are suggestions for helping you to release. So just Google, you know, yoga poses for the sacral chakra. You can do meditations for the sacral chakra or the second chakra, which is the same thing. You know, anything that you can think of to do to balance that area will be really important. A lot of times when I'm just in a spot where I don't have a ton of time to balance an area, but I know it's off, I'll just place my hands over it and I'll picture the correlating color. So that would be an orange color for that sacral chakra. And I just generate that color through my hand into that area of my being. So it can clear up and break up anything that might be stuck there. And I just take deep breaths during it. It tends to really just supercharge that spot and at least make it so it balances temporarily until I can take some time to do a little more deeper work on it. So pay close attention to the emotions that do come up because it's going to get a little bit bumpy when it comes to the weekend. And then we're going to head into that whole period with the Orionids meteor shower. So you're going to have a really pushed forward extreme energy that starts to come in around the early part of next week, so the 22nd and 23rd, when the moon goes into alignment with Aries. Aries can be a little bit impulsive. It can be a little bit impatient. It can be very rash. It can be very, you know, enhanced when it comes to being frustrated. So keep a close eye on your mood when it comes to the beginning part of next week. A lot of times what will be happening, especially with that alignment going on and that like extra energy that's going to come from that meteor shower, is this is going to be much more extremely felt. So if you find yourself being really moody, really angry, not upset and sad, like Pisces can bring out if that sacral chakra is off, it's going to bring it out big time. It's going to be a different side of moodiness. It's going to be more angry, frustrated, can't stand things. You know, you want to attack people, and it can really, really cause some major conflict. So be very careful at the beginning of next week with how you are expressing yourself. Be very careful with going with those emotions if they do seem to surface, because it's going to be a week where that'll be just brewing under the surface regardless for not only you who's listening, but people out there in the world who don't even understand anything about these alignments. They're going to be extra frustrated during that beginning part of next week. So be patient with other people and do not start any arguments. Do not start any issues with anybody because it will most likely escalate. And I'm sure many of you with the state of the world right now, that's the last thing that you possibly would want. The thing about Aries is it rules the solar plexus, which is your third chakra, which is the house of the ego. So that is why people tend to become a little bit impulsive on the negative side of Aries, because that chakra is affected. So those of you who are struggling with that ego release, and many of you right now are going through this massive ascension process, and when you go through an ascension process, the ego needs to be dissolved. And I spoke about that in depth in one of my classes, and I want to definitely do a long spirit talk in regards to that whole ascension process that many of you are experiencing. Because one thing that happens is that part of you that makes you the individual that you believed for so long you were needs to go away. It needs to no longer be given power. And that ego center really gets a workout and really is forced to release and accept things. So many of you are already functioning with that third chakra going wonky to begin with. So you may really feel, especially coupled with this meteor shower, when that Aries energy rolls in, you may really, really get hit pretty hard. In the event that you start to notice a lot of anger coming up, a lot of like ego type things starting to surface for you, take note of them and do some third chakra work. So don't necessarily try to release them during this point when Aries is in alignment, because it's going to be extremely difficult. You're going to be up against a lot of obstacles in order to get that accomplished like you want to. So don't try to release it. Only try to balance it. Try to release it when things start to calm down a little bit. Just take note of it right now. So if you are having trouble and you do kind of notice that you go out of whack during that period at the beginning of next week, you know, write down the things in your ego that are surfacing. Write down the things that were making you really frustrated and angry. And then later on, after the moon moves out of Aries, so into the middle part of next week, take a moment to reflect on it and ask yourself, okay, you know, when I got this extreme emotion that came out of me when so-and-so said this to me, why did I react like this? What did it make me feel like? What does it remind me of in my past that I'm perhaps still struggling with? Maybe it's a general theme of feeling unworthy. Maybe it's a specific circumstance that happened that made you feel like you lost a part of yourself because you were out of control. You know, take a really good look at that. It is so important to be your own investigator when it comes to healing. And it's so important to also be loving and kind and understanding towards yourself and these emotions that come through instead of being angry that you have them. The more compassion you have for yourself during this process, the easier it's going to be to move through these emotions as they start. So that is a little snapshot for your week. And if I could sum it up, I would say, pay attention. There's a lot of change going on right now. There's a lot of opportunities that are unfolding. There is a lot of decisions that need to be made, and there is a lot of need for balance that's coming up. That's kind of a lot of things all sandwiched into one. And I often have people, especially in my private sessions, asking me and saying things like, I'm in such a bad place. I'm so upset. I feel like I should, you know, relocate. I feel like I should move. I feel like I should break up with my boyfriend. I feel like I should stop talking to my parents. And what I always say to them is, pay attention to where you are in your emotional state at the moment you are trying to make a change. Because what you're going to change to, or what you're going to build in your future, if you stay in that vibration or you stay in that mindset, is going to be something that will match that mindset. So if you're very upset and you hate, you know, something about your current life and you want to change it, and you're in a miserable, miserable place, then the only thing you're going to do is take the vibration of what you were trying to accomplish, or take that vibration that was so low, and you're going to send it out into the universe and have the universe return back to you something at that same vibration, which may look like, oh, this is great. You know, I broke up with this guy and I was miserable and terrible because, you know, he kept, you know, telling me that, you know, I do, when I do this, it's this. And he kept making me angry when he was around too much, you know, all of these emotions. And then you move out of that relationship and then you don't do anything to release your triggers within that relationship. The only thing you're going to do is find someone else that is identical to the relationship that you just left with a different face, and then start the whole situation from scratch over again and start that whole healing process again. So be very aware and very mindful of where you are when you are struggling with a big change in your life. Look at your motives. Look at what's calling you to decide to make something different. Look at what state you're in, because the universe is going to return back to you the state of energy that you currently are. So you want to make sure that regardless of your circumstances, that you're working on keeping your energy as clear as possible, and that you're looking at everything for the opportunity that it is. If you get stuck in a mode of being a victim, and you get stuck in a mode thinking, you know, this keeps happening to me, and this is so negative, and I can't stand this, then you're just going to get more things in your life that are going to vibrate at that level. If you look at those lessons, or you look at those things as opportunities to learn, and you ask yourself, you know, why did I need this in my life? Why did I need to have this relationship? What was this person here to teach me? How did I grow? And you can look at that as an enlightening situation, then the universe is going to return back to you the energy and the opportunity to continue your enlightenment. So pay close attention to that, because I know a lot of us are getting prompted for a lot of different changes, and not even, maybe many of us aren't choosing to change. Maybe it's, you know, children are going off to school, or we just had a new baby, or we just started a new relationship, or we just started a new job. You know, it's being sprung on many of us, this just mode of change in this acceptance to just be open to what the universe wants to bring towards you. And a great way to decode if that change is coming from a good spot is to ask yourself why you're calling for the change, and to make sure that the vibration of which you're calling for the change is a positive vibration, because then what is returned back to you will be positive as well. Okay, so thank you all for being so patient with me while I'm in a little bit of a transition myself. I will be up and running in a much more stable spot within the next couple weeks, which I'm excited about, because hopefully I will be able to do a live feed for the November class. If not, the November class will at least be pre-recorded, but it will be a video, so you will actually be able to see and, you know, watch everything take place, as opposed to it just being a PowerPoint presentation. I apologize about that for October, but I had to do it that way because I could not get my video up and running. But that will hopefully not be the case over the next couple of weeks. Fingers crossed. I'm very excited. For this week, though, I'm sending all of you lots of hugs. We're doing a great job, and you're moving through everything you need to wonderfully. Remember, healing is the most important piece to growing spiritually. And don't be afraid of change. Just make sure it's coming from the heart and for the right intentions. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Earth Energy Illumination News. My name is Jillian Grace, sending all of you lots of love and light.